The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know if you saw Deshaun Watson's comments over the weekend, but...
Plenty of them.
Yeah, I mean, they asked him about everything.
Do you believe that he didn't know they were going to trade DeAndre?
I can't imagine he really did.
If they did, then the organization doesn't respect him, and that's a big problem.
Well, and that's a possibility, but I don't think that's the case because, you know, he keeps claiming how close he was to Hopkins.
Right.
And how close he was to O'Brien, so he had to know it was coming. The Bucks are the first team in NBA history to lose a game in which they scored at least 110 points, held an opponent under 40% shooting, and had a plus 25 rebound differential.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was actually plus 29 on the rebound differential. According to Elias Sports, those teams are now 177-1 all time.
I cannot picture long-term, sustainable shooting and missing 40 times from three.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what the Rockets are, though, right?
That's why the Rockets never win, right?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can join the texters who are already in a Tuesday mood, or you can go join us on Twitch.
It's only Monday.
Where you get to hear all the stuff between on the breaks. You don't have to hear advertising. You get to hear us.
Who's in a Tuesday mood on a Monday? That would suck.
Well, it's your fault for bringing up that,
I just asked
that last
question.
Topic. Yeah. And
you know what? You need to learn like I've learned. Sometimes I'll say, maybe I just shouldn't go there. And usually what you do is you're like, no, go ahead and do it. No, come on, do it. What, are you scared? And then I've gotten to where now.
Are you saying you're letting me bully you?
Yeah.
That's what it's coming off
yeah,
as.
Yeah, except now I've gotten to where I just say, no, I'm good. And then you're like, oh, I can't believe you won't do it. Because in my younger radio days, I always did.
There are some times by the tone in your voice that I don't push you. Like, yeah, I'm guessing probably because I figured out where you're going to go with
yeah.
it. You know, but there are times I jack with you because I think it's funny.
When I was younger, I just said, whatever I thought, I would just say it. And now I'm like, maybe it's just not, juice ain't worth the squeeze on
it. And just a couple follow-ups. Somebody asked, do you think they're more vocal or more covered by the media? I think both. I think a small group is very vocal, and I think they get a lot of coverage. I mean, we were talking about this, and kind of to circle back to the anthem thing. The media is making this a story. It's easy to ignore it. It's easy to just say, you know what? If you're watching on TV, then you can judge for yourself whether or not it's you know. Like I thought the thing that they did before the first NHL game with Matthew Dumba was kind of cool, and yeah. Then there were people who were standing. Everybody else was standing, and he kneeled, and two guys supported him, and that was cool. But well, you know, it's not. This doesn't have to be a story, and. We don't have to listen to people making it a story. That's all. And then somebody said, wouldn't the Canadian conservatives be more left-leaning than conservatives here anyway? Yeah. But and also keep in mind, they only have 30 million people. They're barely bigger than Texas. I think 33 million now. That was pretty good. Was
Thanks.
That beer-related or COVID-related?
Well, I don't think it was COVID-related.
I'm just asking.
It may have been Red Bull-related.
Somebody said, I was... construction foreman in my early days, now manage construction projects, 58 years old. Believe me when I say the white man's not the only racist. Yeah, we know that.
No.
But it is different to me that it seems like people have made Nazis okay again. And
I, you know, I haven't known you your whole life, but as long as I've known you, you've been against Nazis.
Yeah, I'm anti-Nazi. Even though I've watched a lot of Nazi documentaries lately, I hate them even more now.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. I think it wasn't just the white supremacist stuff with the Nazis. And I really encourage people to go watch some of that stuff on Netflix because even I didn't know how evil some of those things were. I mean, they're not even people.
Nasty stuff.
And man. I mean, and no one in their right mind would ever want to be associated with that if they actually saw what happened. And if you do, then you're the kind of person.
You're just a bad guy.
Yeah, that, you know, and I hope you die. Just like,
I'm standing by that. I'm out on Nazis still. Yeah. And then, even in 2020, I'm anti-Nazi.
And guy who can't spell says, don't run from it. You said it. Tell everyone you hate Trump, dumbass. Did I say I hated Trump? Here's the problem when you get into politics with people. And I have to bring this up every time because some of you are like this and you're just dumb bleeps. It's not all or nothing. If I don't agree with your guy 100%.
Well, that means you hate him.
Yeah, and then that's where that brings rodents like this out of the woodwork. And it's the same thing with you lefties, let me tell you.
It is.
And my wife is one of them. Because I might agree with her 95% on something, but the 5% I don't, oh, you're a Trump supporter. Dude, it drives me nuts.
I really think the worst thing that's ever happened to this country is that we've made politicians out to be like rock stars or athletes. Like, there's people who are fans of politicians, and I just, for the life of me, I don't understand it. They're supposed to be working for us.
Yeah, and they don't.
They don't.
And we've turned them into to royalty is what we've done.
It's gross.
And part of it, look at the families we've elected. We did 12 years of Bushes. We almost had more Clintons.
Yeah.
We've created royal families. I mean, this is not a democracy anymore. It drives me nuts. And everybody buys into it. Everybody buys into it. That's the problem. And that is the majority of people. But I mean, I just wish we could change it. I don't know how.
I think that ship sailed.
BQS, why can't we just like stuff on the left and right? I don't get it. Well,
you can if
that's,
you're normal.
And that's the thing. And I think I just have so little respect for people who make you have to be something. And I've always believed you take each issue individually and you look at it. And that's why parties are dumb. And that's why I hate both parties, is because they have issues. They say, oh, well, your stance on this has to be this. Your stance on this has to be that. And that's all they do, is hammer the same stuff over and over again. I mean, can't we just focus on some other things? Like, hey, what's the best way to revive this economy after the Rona kills everything? What's the best way to deal with this pandemic? As a Congress, as a president, how can we work together to fix this? Instead, they fight over stupid, petty little things.
Instead, they fight over whose guy is going to fix it so they can take all the credit.
Well, yeah, and that's enough. Enough. I'm tired of it. And I don't see anything positive in any government right now. And, you know, other than I do think, and that's the other stuff that drives me nuts. It's like Greg Abbott finally starts coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, oh, he's too late. Or,
yeah.
And then people on his side are, oh, he was bullied by the liberals. Dude, let's just look, he came around. He did some good things.
I'm not either, but I am glad that he saw what he was doing wasn't right.
Well, and he was going to have to be the guy who made the decision on the masks. And he doesn't want to shut things down, which I agree with. And I don't care what side he's on. If he's making the right calls, good. But yeah, I'm frustrated. That's all.
Well,
but,
maybe your prostate's acting up.
No, my prostate's fine, but I know where I would go if it was.
Yeah, if you're dealing with BPH, enlarged prostate, or you may know someone who deals with BPH, they may have frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting to pee. If that's you, or anybody you know, if you've been diagnosed with enlarged prostate and it's non-cancerous, here's the deal: you don't need surgery. A lot of doctors will say, "Yep, we got to have a surgery. We'll fix that prostate." And how do they do it? Oh, I'll tell you how. They put a drill in your pee hole. And then Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health came along and said, that sounds horrible. I'm going to come up with a better way. And so he was the first doctor in Houston to do a procedure called PAE, which is an advanced minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate without a drill going in your pee hole. It's an outpatient procedure. You're in and out in a few hours right there in the office. No one's done as many of these procedures as Dr. Doe. It's covered by most insurance plans. Learn more about PAE today. 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. Check them out online. Choosepae.com.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Just having another good conversation with the Twitchers. And Lamont said, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, guy that can't spell, good luck, pal, you've lost a fan. Until I text you next week. And he also said, if you don't know who you're voting for, you actually have a lot in common with Biden. He doesn't know who he's voting for either. Yeah, we've got nothing but bad choices here. Just bad choices. And, you know, but I do want to point out that while there are a couple people on the text line that were just dumb, about 95% of the people discussing it actually, you know, whether we agree or not on stuff, just bring up good points and explain why that's their opinion, which I think most Blitzers are like that. Maybe I need to focus less on the 5% and more on the 95%. Maybe that's just a me problem. No, seriously, when people do exactly what you say is dumb, it's just kind of, it's, you know what? This is the same as you with Twitter. I'm doing the same thing you do on Twitter.
You're getting baited?
Yes.
Lamont says, AJ, are you trying to say Greg Abbott stood up for what he believed in? That's even pretty low for you, AJ. I didn't say he stood up for what he... Did I say that?
I don't know.
If I did say that, I meant it in a very harmless way.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I didn't do it on purpose if I did.
Yeah, because
I would own it. That wasn't my intent.
Yeah, that was I got one I want to do so bad. And I can't. I can't. And it would have been funny.
Just go for it then, man, if you want.
And 832 says Dr. Joe Jorgensen has a lot of great refreshing views. Check out her platform. Now, we've talked about that a lot. I would say, and again, if anybody buys into 100% of any party, then you got problems. But the closest one in my beliefs is probably the Libertarians, but they just aren't a viable party in this country, and I wish they were.
Well, that's because people won't vote for them.
Yeah, well. I know
you want to change something? Be the change, Fred. What do they say? Be the change, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Be the change you want to see.
Well, I want to start my own party. I want to start the Independence Party.
Do it.
And
be the change you want to see.
But the reality is it's just no matter. I mean,
it's an uphill climb for sure.
The way it's set up, it's a rigged game.
Yeah.
It's a completely rigged game. So.
Let's see. What do we have going on? I had something I wanted to get to, and now I've lost it.
I'm sorry. It took everything I had not to do that.
The Abbott thing got me thrown off.
While you're looking for your story, can I do one of the gems of the day that didn't make it, that was voted out, that I liked better?
Sure.
I mean, who doesn't love a good man having sex with a horse story?
Oh, I don't like that.
Well,
a lot of people don't like that, I think.
I don't like it either, but apparently...
Are you sure?
This dude was caught on CCTV. This one's gross, okay? So if you don't like gross, turn your radio down for a second.
The problem is I take my headphones off and I can still hear all his words. There's no way for me to get away from this horse
33-year-old Peter Bourne.
Peter. That's going to come back to haunt.
Sexually assaulted two horses with a paintbrush.
Oh.
Before licking and sniffing it. I told you it was gross, and I gave people a warning. Oh. Is that not the grossest horse story you've heard?
That's not the grossest, but it's really? Pretty bad.
Okay. And they had it all on video on CCTV.
People are the worst.
Yeah, I'm going to add this guy deserves a death penalty. Can I throw that one in there?
It's up there. That's bad.
And Taylor tweeted at me, said, I just finished reading Switch. Tells you to focus on the bright spots, ignore the negative, and embrace the positive. And 95% of the time I do that. I mean, you know, I also don't think we should let people get by with being stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a part of me, and this is why, I tell you not to do it, and then I wind up doing it. It's, I don't think unfettered stupidity should be allowed to anonymously get on here and say stuff. That's all. I do think at some point you got to say, listen, you're a bleeping idiot, and, you know.
What if you had to register for social media like it was a driver's license? Do you think people would be as bold?
No, but I
don't. Like if it was on public record where you lived? Kinda, what you?
No. I don't want that. I think, you know, now you're getting into putting too much information out there for both the government and everybody else.
Okay, but that's fair. But, like, I don't even consider us media, but because we work on the radio, I guess technically we are in the media. There's some accountability to what we say on these airwaves.
Yeah. But then again, you're
on Twitter.com, it's like the Wild West.
Well, but you also at times say, I wish you didn't have to deal with the FCC.
Yeah, I do.
But you're asking people to be responsible, and that's the problem. It's just, it goes back to when everybody was doing things they weren't supposed to do during the shutdown. People aren't responsible, and that's Twitter. But no, I don't think you should be. I mean, I think it's interesting enough that they've cut off guys like Alex Jones and stuff like that. But people's profiles are on there. And, you know, I mean, there's already too much information on there, if you ask me.
Here's a story I had that I wanted to share with you. It has nothing to do with what we've been talking about.
With horses? You got another horse story?
It'll lighten the mood, though, man.
Well, I was trying to lighten the mood with the horse story.
How many women, or how many men would a woman have to sleep with before you start judging her and go, she kind of a hoe? Like, Aaron, did you have the conversation with your wife? Did you guys discuss your number?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she was your one and only, yep. Right? Were you hers as well?
No.
Okay. Did you have a number that if she had told you that number, you would have been like, ooh.
Probably, oof. Yeah.
What was the number that you would have been like, oh, that's gross?
For probably eight or more.
Eight or more?
For her. Okay. For her specifically. Okay. Now, for just a general woman telling her like that I'm not interested in, probably looking upwards of 10 or 12.
Okay. Now, Fred, you're an older dude now. So I'm guessing like when you and Val met, you guys were both of the age where maybe you don't discuss how many sexual partners you've had in the past. But I would guess, like, when you met your first wife or your second wife, that was a discussion, right?
Yeah.
Was there a number that would scare you off of a woman?
Man, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to compare then to now. Like, now I don't care.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying, but like,
when I was 19 years old, I really don't even remember.
Well, maybe now is a better. So now, let's say you and Val stopped dating or stopped being married and you started dating again and you met a woman who had 143 sexual partners in her life. Would that be too much for you?
Nah. Not if she's cool.
Okay, good. Because that's apparently how many sexual partners Blanche Devereaux of the Golden Girls had. 143.
Oh, that's probably low for us.
Somebody went through and like counted all the references to someone they slept with, and they've got the numbers for all of the Golden Girls.
Okay.
Blanche Devereaux, 143. Now that would be too much for, that'd be too much for you, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Even if you and your wife were divorced.
Even in like senile old age, that's still.
Like if you were at the nursing home, your wife dies, you know, sadly in an astronaut incident. And now you're in a nursing home, you're 65 years old, and you meet a broad that lives in the room next to you, and she's like, oh, I've been with 143 gentlemen in my lifetime. You would say, no thanks.
Yeah, that's a no from me, dog.
Even if she was hot?
But I mean,
average that out, though, over how old she is, that's not that many a year.
I mean,
I'm not
how old do you think Blanche was?
Oh, on Golden Girls? She'd be in her 70s.
Let's go 70. What age do you think she became sexually active?
16.
Blanche probably 16. So 54 years, 164 men.
It's a little more than 3 a year. That's not that many.
Every single year?
Yeah. And you probably go through stretches where you did more. That's not that much,
okay,
man.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, what about Dorothy? Now, remember, Dorothy was married to Stan. And there's a lot of references to her ex-husband, Stan. So, a woman who was married for a long time. Her number, 43.
Wait, is this just Arthur. on the show, right?
That's what from watching the show, this is what they've gathered. This is the characters. You thought it was the real women?
Well,
they're not giving that out. They're not giving. Okay, no. Betty White didn't give out that information.
Oh, I bet Betty White's bang like 500
she has a
dudes.
Journal.
Betty White's character Rose.
I still would bang Betty White, by the way.
30 lovers, despite waiting until marriage to lose her virginity, she still wound up with 30 lovers.
She rallied nicely.
Yep, and last but not least, Sophia Petrillo, who is Dorothy's mother, even though the actress that played Sophia is younger than the actress that played Dorothy. So she was younger than the character whose mom she was playing, which is I always find to be funny. Estelle Getty younger than Bea Arthur, although they're both dead now, so doesn't really matter.
Yeah, now I can't, but I would have.
That's why you've still got Betty White.
Yeah.
But Sophia was married 3 times and had an engagement, but her number, 25. So altogether, the 4 Golden Girls in their lifetime banged 263 dudes, assuming there's no crossover. And if there is crossover specifically between Sophia and Dorothy, that's kind of gross. But there's probably a subcategory on Pornhub.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Really?
Yeah.
It would bother you.
No, it wouldn't. Dude, I'm old and pretty laid back now. Stuff like that doesn't bother me. I don't care. I mean, what I care about is
if your son had sex with a mother-daughter tandem, you wouldn't be upset about that?
No. I'd be like, "Good job, buddy."
You tell me
this, at that age, when you were 22 years old, did you not want to pull a mother-daughter?
I dated some girls whose mom was hotter than them. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But you would have done it. I would have.
All right.
But you would be mad if Katie and Katie's mom hooked up with some dude. You'd be at least mad at the mom for that, right?
Well, I mean, I don't anticipate that happening. So.
Do you anticipate Will getting laid by a mother-daughter?
But I'm not talking about the same time. No, I'm talking about pulling a mother-daughter tandem in different times. You don't do
okay.
it. Nobody does it at the same time.
That would be bad.
No, that's illegal.
Well, that's what I was saying. On Pornhub, I think there's a category
for it. Oh, that's awful. No.
For the same time.
No, but no, it's like you do the daughter, and then like on the weekend, you do the mom. You don't do them at the same time in the same room. My God, what kind of a sick person are you?
I'm not doing any of that.
No, you brought that up. You had that in your mind.
In my mind,
it never was at the same time. Wow.
Okay.
And no, I think as long as you're clean, all I care about is what you do after you and I get together.
Dorothy did often recommend condoms. So she was, I think Dorothy practiced safe sex. I don't know about Blanche. She seemed like a hoe.
Yeah, she did. Well, again, depends
on. And Sophia's an old lady. She's old school. She might not have believed in that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm bothered.
Did you guys love the Golden Girls as much as I did?
No.
No? Aaron,
I wouldn't
Golden
say
Girls?
Loved it.
No.
Oh,
I did want to hook up with all of them.
Honestly, like, probably one of my...
But not at the same time.
Probably, like, top 10 sitcom for me. I don't like very many... I don't like sitcoms in general. But Golden Girls, way up there, amongst the best ever. Like, I used to get excited when... I don't know when it actually aired. I don't think I ever saw, like, live episodes. I think all I saw was reruns.
Yeah.
But they came on in the daytime. And like in summertime, I was super excited. That was appointment viewing because you didn't have a DVR back then. So
right. From 1985 to 1992.
Oh, maybe I did see some of it live. Yeah, not much.
See, for
of
me, it,
though,
it was like Hogan's Heroes.
You got to think. I mean, by 1992, I was 12, which is probably around the time I got into the Golden Girls. To be honest, maybe 11. So I maybe did see some live episodes.
Somebody says on Pornhub it's legal because it's always stepmoms. Don't be disgusting.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So how the hell did you?
God. Everything's allowed when it's step.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. That's I had a step. I would never with my stepmom. That's gross. Gross. Mm. All right.
But I don't, in all honesty, I don't think those numbers are that bad. It averages out to like 50 dudes a chick. So, okay. At that
even
age.
Even though one of them took over 160 herself.
It's like Creighton says, hell, that's college now.
Oh, you better hope not.
We put nods on that was actually a number Creighton got anywhere near in college.
Creighton?
That's what he said. I mean, he says that's college for him.
Oh, he says that's college for him?
He says 143 is that's a college thing, especially if you're on the five-year plan. Do we want to take bets on if Creighton actually got anywhere near 143 over 5 years?
I don't think he's saying him.
I think he's making a generality that
right.
College kids do it. Unless Creighton was Van Wilder secretly, I don't think that he banged 160 chicks in college. That I'm just guessing.
I will take the under on that.
I'm pretty sure I had more sex in high school than I did in college because I went to a nerdy music college where most of the girls, they weren't that great looking, to be honest. You had to go off campus for good stuff.
But yeah, I probably did too because I had...
If Creighton did 163 chicks in college, I'm looking at him differently. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say, I don't believe that number. That's impossible. It's impossible that Patrick Creighton's had sex with 163 women.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he's saying.
Okay.
In fact, I'm almost certain of that. But
I don't know that anyone works here. Anyone who works here has had sex with 163 women. That's a lot. You'd have to be like, I don't know.
I was single.
I mean,
for
over 5 years. You'd have to be paying for it. 33 a year.
33 a year. That's like, I mean, you're talking almost.
More than twice a month. That's three times a month, basically.
Who's finding three different chicks a month and then finding three chicks the next month and three chicks the next month? At some point, you've got, like, dudes are creatures of habit. They find a routine and they find a route. They like, oh, that's good sex. I'm going to hang out with her for a couple months. That's tough. I don't think Creighton's saying that. I hope he's not. If he is, I'm politely calling him a liar.
I'm pleading the fifth on this.
All right, what do I have here? TGS? Listen, TGS, one of the fastest growing agencies in the entire state of Texas. Listen, I don't know about you. I didn't know what I was paying for my homeowner's insurance. I didn't know. And turns out I was paying way more than I needed to, over $1,000 a year more than I needed to. And TGS, they were like, well, I got you, man. I'm going to save the day. And it was so simple. All I did was text the word money to 232323. They asked for my address, sent it back, full quote and proposal with excellent coverage. Like I said, saved me over $1,000, and I didn't lose anything off my actual coverage. 15 seconds. Boom. This company is real. It's the real deal. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year, and you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS will take care of the back end and get you refunded immediately. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. And this is guess I'm old school. Eight it seems like a lot. You know what? It's okay to be old school. It is. It's okay to be completely celibate. That's everybody should do what they're cool with. You know, and I can see why. I think it this is one of those things that it just depends on how much pride you have over something. I think it's a pride thing. It's like, oh, well, I want to be the best. If there's 146, I don't like my chances. To me, if there's 146, I just want to be top 10. Yeah, I feel like if I can get in the top 10 of that.
Listen, I'll be honest. For most of my life, all I was looking to do was be like a repeat customer. Like, I wanted to do good enough that you'd be like, hey, we should do this again sometime.
Yeah, it doesn't always work out that way, though.
No, it doesn't.
No. But, hey, I mean, nothing wrong with that, too. Nothing wrong at all. Whoops. What'd you do there?
I was replying. I was replying to Scott, who said, I hear the Skeeters are back up and running. Do you know how that league is doing with the Rona? And if they're doing good, are they running it the same way MLB is? There's only four teams. They're all playing at the same park. I don't think that they're doing a whole bunch of getting out and partying, but I don't really know. But I haven't heard of any Rona cases down there in that Constellation League. So they're doing something right.
Yeah, and you went, right? They do a good job of social distancing. You guys had a whole section to yourself, right?
Right. Now, the fans, it's easy to social distance there. They're not letting very many people in that thing. But I'm like the players, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're like...
Hey, you know who will know? Patrick Creighton, who comes on at 7 o'clock because he's doing
He probably does.
Yeah, he's calling the game. So tune in at 7 and ask Patrick that question. He can tell you. I'm sure he can.
I think Patrick Creighton needs to answer how many chicks he banged in college. That's the real question that we need to know here.
Yeah, is he out there?
I haven't seen him yet.
Okay. Just curious. But did you see the SWAC canceled all fall sports?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Well, I think...
Did you see what the Sun Belt said?
No.
We're playing 12 games, bro.
Good luck.
And I'm like, oh, well, all these schools are only playing conference only? We'll find somebody who wants to play us. No problem. And they probably will.
Well, there's going to be schools like BYU that need a schedule.
Yep.
And Army and Navy.
Well, maybe they're going to be in the Sun Belt.
Massachusetts.
Honorary Sun Belt.
Isn't Massachusetts?
UMass?
Yeah.
I think they are. Are they? Yeah, I think they are.
Oh. I could be wrong.
I think, they were.
They were. They might have joined a conference, but good for you, Sun Belt. Yeah, I think at some point somebody's going to suggest, hey, we shouldn't do this year. And I know it's the same old thing we talk about, money versus safety. You got to find a way to balance them, and I don't know how you do it with college football. Hell, I can't solve anything else. I've solved the NFL for you, but even Lance won't take it to Goodell.
He pooed it.
I know, with some bogus thing about, oh, well, you got to clean stuff. Well, I guess we're not clean in Houston. And
I'll be honest. I think that's a good idea. I mean, I think that...
And it doesn't have to be Houston and Dallas, but I think those are two cities where you have enough. And the great thing about it would be the hotels would be filled with the teams themselves. And, yeah, he's worried about not having enough weight rooms, but I think you're going to have to – there'll have to be some adjustments, but everybody would have access to as many weight rooms as possible. It's a pretty damn good one over at UH. If you just go at different times, you could certainly get everybody their opportunities. And, I think I'm onto something here. Just a little taste. That's all I'm asking for. Just a little taste when you wind up.
You want to wet your beak.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and a good way to wet your beak?
Carbach. Oh, man, that's the way to go. Listen, they have something for everyone at Carbach, and they're working their tails off. Actually, Eric's not working his tail off. He just texted me, and he's like, oh, hey, man, it's my anniversary. I went on a hike today. Just got back into cell service, so can we do tomorrow? I figured you had a bunch of sports to talk about. So we'll talk to Eric tomorrow about the beer that, you know, other people besides him are making because he's always on vacation. But they're making beer for everybody. Love Street, Crawford Bach, the Cella series, Lil Cella, Hella Cella, Vive Cella. They got something for everybody. You want IPAs, they got tons of them. Rodeo Clown, Hopadillo, the Light Circus, which is one of my favorites. They've got the Hop Tongue as well. And if you're lucky enough to find some BBH, they've got that also. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on with the brewery, what's going on with what their restaurant, and when everything's getting back to normal. But more importantly, when you're out at the grocery store or you're ordering your beer to go, whatever it may be, make sure you grab some Carbach.
From Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle up, I know how to handle up. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up. Toss a 50 up, make them tatter.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back. Couple things from Twitch. Dials asked, Fred, what's your number? 713-780-3776. And somebody asked, you going to do a before and after on 975hair.com. Yeah, I think... it's about time to update the photo. It's been a year, and you know, it's pretty close to where I want it. So yeah, I think I will be doing one. I'll talk to Dr. L about getting a new picture on there, because I've got the old picture. Maybe I'll just put it on there myself. All right, you got a dumbass report?
I do. Let's start off with this couple. Well, it's a throuple. There are three people in a relationship, and they've been harassed for months after coming out on social media as a thruple, which is the word of choice for them, thruple, to show that there are, which, I mean, by the way, I mean, good gig if you can get it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, although, do you really want two women at all times? I don't know. But some people were shaming them for saying they're not bisexual enough. 26-year-old Maggie O'Dell from California first met her partner, Cody Coppola, 30, from Florida, on Tinder in February of 2016. In November that same year, they met 25-year-old Janie Frank, and they became a thruple. We met her on an app, met her in person at a bar. Supposed to be very casual. None of us were looking for a relationship. It just happened. And now they're all together as three people. And he's happy about it. But there are a lot of people who are not happy about it in the gay community. They basically say they have to choose.
Oh, stop.
And
stop.
Yeah. The hate campaign began after they became public with their relationship in April of 2018. People at their work, or no, letters were sent to their workplaces trying to get them fired. Janie received additional letters accusing her of not being a genuine member of the LGBTQ community. Cody said, while he saw some of the hate mail, we were never able to get copies of Maggie's letters because her job never provided them.
Hey, man.
I feel, I mean, that seems like a really dumb thing to get upset about. I feel like you guys are player hating a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're just jealous. Because that could be a pretty good setup, you know?
Yeah.
I think.
With the right to.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't be hating on Hugh Hefner like that?
No. Hugh Hefner number much more than 163.
I think so. Troy, Michigan. And this guy looks like he got his nose bitten off in his mugshot. Like it looks like...
Ah! Yeah.
It's a bad situation.
It's like your boy Artie.
Yeah, Artie Lang. A drunken Troy man pulled out and racked a shotgun after he was told to go back inside and mind his own business during an argument with a 20-year-old about a loud party that they were having next door. He's 47 years old. 20-year-old man was having a party at his house, and the guy came back out with a shotgun and racked it. Said, oh, you're going to tell me to go inside? Huh? Hogarth was seen standing on his porch holding a shotgun in the, quote, high ready position. When officers ordered him to drop the gun, he ignored them and slowly retreated into his house. Haggard's wife came outside to confront police during the exchange. He eventually complied with officers and laid on the ground, but refused to put his hands behind his back. They eventually secured him in handcuffs, but
not wise.
All over,
guys.
He had a What do you think his BAC was?
Oh, God. 0.28.
0.11.
Oh,
dude's
really?
A baby.
Oh,
wow. Give me a break.
Wow.
Man up, bro. Florida man. Florida man often kills people, and often there's arguments over, man, I'm always curious, like, what people say when they go to prison, like, why are you locked up? What did you do? Why'd you do it? Well, this guy killed a Burger King employee because they were slow getting his girlfriend's order out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Kelvis Rodriguez Tormes, who's 37.
Dumbass.
On Saturday, his girlfriend got tired of waiting for her drive-thru order, so she was refunded $40 and asked to leave by Burger King. Which, by the way, who's ordering $40 worth of food at Burger King? And if you do, you should probably expect it to take a little while.
Yeah.
$40 at Burger King.
Yeah, that's a lot, unless you're in California.
She got out of her car, screamed about getting her man to come to the fast food joint, and then he did, and he came and killed the guy. Not wise, guys. And finally, another Florida man, 82-year-old Florida man. He was busted for drunk driving after wrecking his golf cart. And when they said, why'd you drink? He said, Donald Trump drove me to drink. Mm. Kerry Devan, a former IBM manager, wrecked his golf cart Thursday in a one-car accident less than a mile from his home, a retirement community. He drove his red cart over a concrete curb, breaking its axle and dislodging the windshield. Upon contacting Devan, who was not injured, they suspected that he was a little boozy, and he says he was. He was a .16. Now, that's pretty good for an 82-year-old man. Now, mind you, he didn't threaten to kill anybody. He's just trying to drive home drunk in his golf cart. He said he was watching President Trump on TV, got really mad at what he said, and decided to drink a bottle of vodka.
Dumbass.
I don't think that's a good enough excuse. Anyway, that is the Dumbass Report, Fred.
All right. I'm going to save my Florida man Porsche story for tomorrow's Gym of the Day.
Okay.
Because it's pretty good. We always talk about criminals, that if they do something really smart, then great, they'll get away with it forever. But if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get caught. So there's a little of that going on. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Really good job today. Aaron, brought the beer. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Really good job. I didn't say you yet.
No, I was thanking Aaron.
Oh, okay. Well, really good job by you, too.
Thank you, Fred.
And guess what? We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona-free, bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.